China has the largest video surveillance network in the world and plans to expand it to more than 600 million cameras over the next 2 years. With the rise in facial recognition and artificial intelligence, it feels more like someone is watching all those cameras at all. Everyone over the age of 16 is required to have an official state-issued ID card that the government now wants to use to centralize all that information. And China is investing heavily in tech companies to help transform that government data into a virtually omniscient surveillance network. One of those companies is Megvii. It recently received a capital investment of nearly $500 million, part of which is from a state-run VC fund. But the name chosen for its premier piece of technology is a bit of a tell. Skynet. Yes. What is that?
The Terminator is the favorite film of our founder. So they use the same name, but they want to put something good into this system.
So, okay, in the Terminator, Skynet is evil, rains down death from the sky. But in China, Skynet is good.
Yeah, that's the difference.
So how do you think your facial recognition technology will change China?
Everything happened in the public can be recorded. We can know exactly what happened in every second, in every corner of the city. This is a video stream in a subway station by our smart camera. So we can capture every face in real time, see like some criminal person is out there. There is the red box. So there is a warning to the police station that there is a criminal person. So I need to locate them.
So when it looks out onto a crowd, it's tracking all these faces and it's cross-checking those faces against what?
Criminal database.
And how many fugitives have been apprehended through this system?
Over 3,000 cases in nationwide. Yeah. Just one year.
In 1 year?
Yeah, 1 year.
Wow. So what you're working on now already seems like sci-fi. What do you think the future will look like in like 5 years?
Have you seen a film just like Black Mirror? You just stand there and your face, there is a point. So maybe that is the future.
But that's like a horror show.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that is maybe the kind of the future. Every people have their social points, I think.
If you like spit gum on the sidewalk, it would
be. Yeah, your points maybe.
And your point would go down?
Okay. Maybe that is the future.
But that future isn't too far away. But despite all the goofy applications we were first shown, much of the tech Sense Time is developing has serious real-world implications.
智慧城市、平安城市打造的一整套的系统，然后呢，这里头细节的我们可以看到很多标签，包括人的着装、上身和下身的着装，然后颜色、性别、年龄，然后对于车辆我们可以识别到3000多种的车型，这个包括到具体品牌。那这样一个产品，它叫视频结构化，它能够很好的把视频中的一些关键信息提取出来，比如说我今天要找中午11点钟经过这个路口的红色车辆。 然后可以很快的把这样一些目标物给检索出来。这个是我们给这是上海外滩的一个场景，我们是给上海外滩的这个摄像头去做了一个人群的布控。左上这张图是一个原始的图片，然后同样的我们可以得到左下这张图是一个人群驻留时间的一个估计。那红色部分表示这些人群在这驻留时间非常长了。So
it can track suspicious activity within a large crowd.
它更多的是能够及时的发现一些异常状况，能够做更实时的响应，来减少损失。
Are you ever bothered by having no anonymity because there are cameras watching all the time?
从我自己的体验来讲，其实对这样的一些事情并不会很担忧。但是呢，像这样的一些算法或者说技术应用到实战的场景中去以后呢，如果说你真的要做坏事，以后就要小心了。
China's government is testing a new social credit score system, which would rank its citizens based on their online behavior.
China isn't the only place experimenting with facial recognition applications. An airport in the Middle East is already planning face-scanning aquariums as security checkpoints. In Europe, state-sanctioned and private initiatives are testing this technology in multiple locations, from train stations to online classes. And in the US, private companies are investing millions to secure government contracts, which could make machine learning and image recognition a regular part of police work. the slope we're standing on. How quickly could this be implemented here?
The technology you see in China exists. It's working, and it can do the same thing here. Right now, our sort of regulatory legislative action just isn't there. We don't have protections to say it couldn't happen. Young people growing up in America today are pretty used to being surveilled by their phones and their Facebooks and their Snapchats and the rest. We might have different constitutional protections, but it's still unsettled. And it's an open question about how we react. And I hope we start asking those questions to react now.